So there are two personalities that our gospel talks about, Mary and Joseph. And both are perplexed and anxious. What is the meaning of all of this? A child to be born is through the Holy Spirit and could be born without a biological father. Mary had to face an enormous challenge to her faith and trust in God, and to the faith of her family and Joseph, the man she chose to marry. She was asked to assume a burden of tremendous responsibility. It had never been heard of before that a child could be born without a natural father. Mary was asked to accept this miraculous exception to the laws of nature that required faith and trust in God and in His promises. Also, Mary was not yet married. Pregnancy outside of wedlock was not tolerated on those days. Mary was only a spouse to Joseph, and such an engagement had to last for a whole year. She was asked to assume a great risk. She could have been rejected by Joseph, by her family, by all her own people. And Mary knew that Joseph and her family would not understand everything without the revelation from God. But she believed and trusted in God's promises. While Joseph, no doubt, took this troubling matter to God in prayer, he was not hasted to judge or to react with hurt and anger. And God rewarded him not only with guidance and consolation, but with the divine assurance that he had indeed called Joseph to be the husband of Mary and to assume a mission that would required the utmost faith, confidence, and trust in Almighty God. So Joseph believed in the divine message to take Mary as his wife and to accept the child in her womb as the promised Messiah. And we heard in the gospel that he planned to dismiss her quietly. In this modern time, it is not anymore quietly. Sometimes it is already posted in our Facebook. Everything is in the social media, even the quarrel between husband and wife, between colleagues and employees. It always posted in the social media. That's why the world knows that you are in trouble. Pope Francis declared Year of Saint Joseph this year, from December 8, 2020 to December 8, 2021. According to him, Joseph is a father in obedience to God. With his fiat, he protects Mary and Jesus and teaches his son, Jesus, to do the will of the Father. So called by God to serve the mission of Jesus, he cooperated in the great mystery of redemption. As St. John Paul II said, and is truly a minister of salvation. So, my dear brothers and sisters, for us, Saint Joseph is really a model for being a faithful servant of the plan of God amidst uncertainties and anxiety. He is a strong image of humbly accepting what God wants him to do. He is a father who is ready to protect, love, and serve his family all his life. So let us ask, therefore, the intercession of Saint Joseph, that amidst this pandemic and difficulties in life we encounter, we may not lose hope and believe in the promises of God that we will never be alone. He will always be with us. He is the Emmanuel. God is with us. Like Saint Joseph, we may trust and follow the will of the Lord with love and with humility. May Saint Joseph inspire us. May Saint Joseph protect us as we do the will of the Father.